All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
You know, we're working out of a temporary studio right now. Well, I mean, I'm in California, and so is Amy, but our main studio, which everybody else is in, and we'll be back in tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, is a temporary studio that a couple shows used to do a Fox Sports show from. And they've moved us out of our normal studio to this studio. And so we're just, you know, in a room. And it's fine, but they're building our new studio. It's very exciting because in a couple months, we'll have state-of-the-art everything. And I never, over the past few years, would allow them to slowly upgrade the studio because I felt slow upgrades would keep us from massive upgrades. Because if they wanted to come in and just change the board, they'd be like, we just gave you a board. Why are you crying? Mm-hmm. And I was like, nope. We're going to get this whole thing done. So when I did my latest contract, I got a parking spot and a new studio. And so it's going to take a couple months to build. And I'm going to say this about our company. They definitely come to the table. And they're going to give us, and they have always given us, really great resources. That being said, the big question is, am I going to retire my headphones? Because I've had my headphones since I started radio. I've had them since I was a teenager. And they're duct taped. And the setup in the new studio is going to be that of a late night talk show looking. And they don't wear big headphones on talk shows.
No.
So I'm going to have to retire my headphones.
So what are you going to wear?
Little ears.
Like in-ears?
Yeah.
That you perform with? Like as a
not as
band?
Big because I won't need that, but like little things in ears because it's, you don't want to see me wearing headphones. It's supposed to look, and it's supposed to be able to be taken in both visually and sonically.
Got it.
So I'll have to wear ears.
What do we wear?
Same.
Interesting.
You will have to. The rest of the show can, they'll be on a different part. But you'll have to wear ears, but you kind of already do.
Yeah,
we wear little earbuds.
Earbuds.
Yeah.
But I won't have a cord, so I'll be free to dance.
No, you don't have a cord. There's always a cord.
Oh, you acted like you were wearing those ears that are just like wireless that you wear when you perform. Is there a cord to that?
There's a cable, yes.
Oh, see, I don't know.
But in a pack.
I'm not in a band. Okay.
They're wireless, but there's a pack. Anyway, I'll have to retire my headphones, which is a big deal.
What are you going to do with them? Like, put them in a, you got to put them in a special box.
Or do I just burn them?
No.
And go.
Or we'll have like a ceremony.
It's been a great run. I appreciate you. And not sit and stare at them every day. Be like,
yeah.
Appreciate you.
Okay.
What am I going to do with them? Look at them?
I think you should definitely keep them.
Nah.
Don't burn them. Keep them. Just
I'm
put them in a box.
I'm very Game of Thrones right now.
No, put them, no. Put them under your bed or something in a box.
But this is going to take up space. I'm not a hoarder.
There's no space. You won't even know. They're under your bed. Or put them in your closet. You're keeping them. End of story.
We'll see. This is a story we didn't get to on the show because I didn't feel like it was super appropriate. Here, I don't care, and it's not even that bad. And we'll use clinical terms. Scientists warn that smoking cigarettes can make your penis shrink. That's clinical, huh?
Cool.
20% of the world's population smokes. And there's a lot of really bad things we know about, like cancer. But they did all this, and they said, hey, your sexual health can be affected. New advice says that tobacco cigarettes can lead to shrinking in the penis size and also erectile dysfunction in males. Nicotine in cigarettes narrows the blood vessels and causes atherosclerosis, which affects the blood vessels in the penis. I would think it's a new campaign, right? Hey, this is what I'd do if I were drawing up this campaign to anti-smoke.
Yeah.
There's a guy.
You just got put in charge.
I'm in charge. And
no
I have, there are no rules. It's like Outback. No rules. Just right. And I get to do whatever I want with my commercial. And it's like, Bobby, you need to do your campaign to make guys not smoke anymore. And I'd say, gentlemen, this is a cigarette. And then I had to smoke it. And then I'd say, you know what else is going to look like the size of a cigarette? And then I'd zoom down to the penis and it'd go the size of a cigarette. It'd be like a cigarette right there. I'd be like, that's what your penis is going to do if you keep smoking those.
Mm.
And then it'd fade to black. No one ever smoke again. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'd quit.
There you go.
Yeah.
If we've told dudes, hey, you ding dong.
Like, this is your ding dong.
And this is your ding dong on smoking.
Ding dong on cigarettes. Yeah.
And instead of frying, it shrinks.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Nope.
There you go. We don't have any smokers here on our show. Like, nobody. Yeah.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Why? Who are you questioning? You don't have to say.
No, I don't know. Nobody smokes on the show. But somebody used to, right?
Eddie used to.
I used to.
But not in years.
Oh, I know. It's been years.
It's been probably 5 years
weird
now.
To even imagine.
Yeah, it's so weird. I wouldn't be Eddie's friend anymore.
But that's weird that you let me smoke for that long.
Well, I didn't know your penis was getting smaller.
Thanks, dude. You're a true friend.
You're welcome. Because if I had known that was the case, I'd be like, dude.
Take that out of your mouth now.
Yeah, and knock it out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Dude, don't you know what's that doing to you? And every day I'd look and check. Has it made you any smaller?
No, you wouldn't.
I know. We can pivot off that. Exercise can help fight most addictions, it says. I'll say this about exercise, and I have extreme anxiety sometimes, or I do have to take medicine for it. Hardcore exercise does help it. It's the least fun thing to do to help it, because I hate exercise, and I do it all the time. Every day I try to. But if I just go and like work out hard, it does help my anxiety. That being said, it doesn't help me out when I'm trying to sleep. Because if my anxiety, for no reason, my heart just starts pounding, right? Like in my neck is my spot. And if I'm like, well, I should go exercise. And then I'm up for like 4 hours because I'm exercising at bedtime. But this whole story is they get a bunch of these doctors together and they found that going to hardcore exercise can help, not fix, but can help addictions like gambling, drugs, and even drinking. It says lifting weights and running has the ability to prevent even the strongest of cravings. Because if you're not thinking about the craving, if you're thinking about this heart, whatever you're focused on, it's like, I'll give an example of someone who has an addiction of drugs and goes, you know what? I'm not going to be addicted to drugs anymore. I'm going to go be addicted. They replace their addiction. Mm-hmm. And I think a bit, I do that at times. You're thinking about something else. You're just, and I've seen people who have been through like rehab for drugs and alcohol, and they get super fit because they've replaced their addiction to something healthier.
Yeah.
That's basically what this is here. Exercise distracts your mind and also gives you gains, which you then go, oh, I'm getting a positive reinforcement from my new addiction. Not just the joy of what the addiction is, but I'm also like, I'm looking better, mm-hmm. feeling better. So anyway.
That makes sense.
Exercise is a big thing. Anything else I want to say before we get started with today? I got the penis in. Got that in. Got that story.
Check.
You've got that PSA
out there. Which I didn't get to today. By the way, we'll be announcing the new Raging Idiots tour on tomorrow's show, which is very exciting. So on Tuesday's show, Eddie and I are doing a two-man music comedy show with a bunch of the Raging Idiots songs and some other new stuff. And we're bringing out, I can't say who's playing with this, but I wanted to bring a keys player. Because I wanted to do a bit more comedy than just a full band. Like, I'm way better at comedy than singing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still going to be a music comedy show. And we'll play all the hits, you know, Hobby Lobby Bobby, Jesus Knows, Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. But we'll also do some comedy, and we have a special keys player that's going to come out and do the whole tour with us, somebody that people will know. So we'll announce that tomorrow. I think that's pretty much it. I got a note from someone, though, asking about a class ring, someone who is a senior in high school. And they were like, hey, I don't have a bunch of money, but should I get a class ring? And I said no.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I didn't get a high school class ring. I did get one for college, but I guess colleges are different. At my particular college, Texas A&M, rings were a huge deal, like big deal. So that's
for
why.
For me, it wasn't.
Right. And I know.
And I got a high school one and I blew a bunch of money like an idiot on it.
But I didn't get high school. So I agree with your advice.
I think there are a lot of people around you buying it.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like you should.
Right.
And I was that because I was broke and had no money except for what I went and worked. I was waiting tables hardcore and I saved up and I bought a class ring. And I think I gave it to my little sister. I don't even know if she has it anymore. The first day I went to college, I was like, I'm done with this.
Oh, well, you should try to find it if you know you bought one. I mean, just see if she has it. That'd be something cool for your kids to have one day.
What, my class ring, high school class ring?
Maybe, if you can find it. I wouldn't like, you know.
I remember the first day I wore my Letterman jacket to college. I got made fun of so hard.
Yeah.
I didn't have a coat.
And so I wore that part's sad.
And then it was like, oh, I wore my high school Letterman jacket. And my friend Courtney gave me he made fun of me. So he wasn't my friend at the time. He was just some idiot. He was making fun of a guy wearing a jacket in the cold. And he was like, don't you know we don't do that in college? He was like the quarterback of the football team too. Hated that guy. Till he became my best friend. Hated that guy. Class ring. Lunchbox, do you have your high school class ring?
I never got one. I'm not a dork.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Like, no, really.
Dork
like
thing?
No, really. Because you're going to college. I mean, it's cool. You hang your tassel from your rearview mirror for 3 months. But the class ring, you're right. Once you walk into college, no one, you don't show high school stuff. So you wear it for 3 months. It's a waste of money.
Says the guy who still brags about being prom king.
Prom king, but I don't wear my crown to college. I put it in my dorm room.
Basically the same thing. I would just recommend if you don't have the extra money, don't get the class ring. If you do, get one. It'd be great.
No, you get a diploma. That's more important than a ring. Don't waste your money. Go on a vacation.
He's 18.
Okay. 18-year-olds can't go on vacation?
Their whole life's a vacation. They don't even know
it yet.
That's
what I'm saying.
I don't think you said anything.
But all that's right. What I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Amy, anything you want to say before we get rolling here today's show?
No, I'm good. Oh. Easy. I mean, I hope everyone has a great day.
Well,
normally
well,
I
know
say
what
that.
You wanted to promote. Everybody has a chance to promote something.
Oh, well, if you haven't listened to my latest podcast, my Four Things podcast, then go do that. Four Things with Amy Brown.
There you go.
Yeah.
We did ours, the latest Bobbycast, on stage names of like people you didn't know that how they got their names, like Lady Gaga.
Oh, I was about to say, like her.
Mm-hmm. Or in country music. Who do we do in country music?
We did Dirks.
Oh, yeah.
Luke
but
Bryan.
Yeah, but they were just like throw ins. That's just not their real name. The other ones were like Post Malone, how he got his name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how? I guess I'll have to go listen.
No, yes. I'll tell you that.
It's like Post.
No, oddly, Post Malone's name come from that. Remember that stupid website where it's like rap name generator? Where you just type in your name? That's what it came up on him. So he just
seriously?
Kept it. Yeah.
That's funny.
So it's a lot of that, like how people got their names. Like Luke and Dirks, well, it wasn't because that's just their kid nicknames.
Yeah. Huh.
But check out the latest Bobbycast. And the guys are doing a podcast today, sports podcast?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Do you know?
Today, NBA playoffs.
Talking about how the Houston Rockets suck.
All right, there you go. We're going to play the show now. I hope you have a wonderful Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
You've heard me talk about how much I love my Sleep Number bed, but not only me, because listen, who cares about me? Amy, you love yours too, right?
Oh yeah, it's amazing.
And with you and your husband can have different Sleep Number settings.
Yeah, that's the best part, because I'm a 40 and he's a 60.
That's how old you guys are?
No. Oh. That's our Sleep Number.
My Sleep Number setting is 30. There's never been a better time to save on proven quality sleep right now. And during the Memorial Day sale, the Queen 360 Smart Bed starts at only $9.99. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness, and if I'm correct, you guys almost split up over that, huh?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm kidding, but they do. They're different. I sleep by myself, so I have to worry about that. But the Sleep Number 360 beds are so smart. They sense your every move. They automatically adjust to you. Go in during the Memorial Day sale and save $1,000 on a new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed for temperature balance and comfort at an exceptional value. You'll only find the Sleep Number in the 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
What up? Glad everybody's here. Hope you're good. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you. Big Monday. Last night was American Idol, so I'm still in Los Angeles. Amy's actually here with me right now. It's rare to see you in the same studio.
I know.
After an American Idol show.
But kind of fun.
Yeah, except it's really early here. Where do I start? I had a crazy weekend, and we could talk about some of the stuff later, but I went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And it was awesome because they were like, hey, because I work for Disney. I work for ABC, who's owned by Disney. And they were like, hey, if you want to go to Disneyland, let us know. And I was like, what do you mean, go to Disneyland? What do you mean, you people? And they were like, well, we can hook it up. I'll tell you later how they hooked it up.
Okay.
And I'll tell
wait.
You who I saw that was super famous at Disneyland.
Really? Oh.
And I would never bother someone, but I went up to them straight away.
You did?
I did.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who it might be. Did they have kids with them?
They had like a big, yes-ish.
I know who it is.
A big?
You do, Eddie?
Mickey Mouse.
No. It wasn't Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
It was a real person.
Like you went up to them because you know them, or you're just...
We'll leave it at that.
Oh my gosh, so many questions. A Kardashian?
Well, it was at Disneyland. They had security all around them.
Okay.
That's all for now.
All right.
We'll do that. So I did that, which was fun. I had American Idol. I did... we announced... Listen to this. I had a crazy weekend. I got to town, and we announced this new podcast that comes out in the fall. And it's not on my podcast network, but I'm a part of it as an executive producer. And it's a scripted podcast where a girl moves to Nashville, writes songs, and at the end she has a song written for a major artist, and they cut. It's a whole, you know, like a podcast series.
Okay.
And so I'm working on it with a big songwriter named Nicole Galyon, a songwriter in Nashville or in Los Angeles, who's actually the person in the story. And I get there, and this dude's so familiar that I'm talking with, and I'm like, how do I know this guy? It was David Arquette.
Oh, wow.
Who was Courtney Cox's husband for a while. Yeah. He was in Scream and Friends-ish. I think he played like a side character in Friends for a bit, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe just because they were together.
Regardless. I hung out with him for like 2 hours. There's five of us that are in the podcast. He's one of them.
So y'all are like writing it? When you say in it, y'all are like coming up with the storyline?
They have written a lot of the story. I will share no more as of now.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But yeah, David. Eddie, you know David Arquette is?
I do. As soon as you said Scream, he's the sheriff or the constable, whatever he is.
Yeah. And so, oh, and he was in Friends, right? So anyway, yeah, spent time. He was super nice. And he was like, and he's way into wrestling. He was a WCW champion years ago.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a weird weekend.
That is weird.
Yeah. The whole weekend was just, and it was all accidental too. It's not even like I was cool to be there. Anyway, you good?
Yeah, doing good.
You went to the beach?
Yeah, we just went. Well, we were visiting Mary's house, and it's like right by the water. So we went down there, and the kids ended up like loving it. We didn't know if they would like really want to hang out, but they got all the way down in the ocean, and they saw dolphins, and they were just obsessed. Like, had a great day.
Yeah.
We were so unprepared that we didn't have like sunscreen, and my husband looks like a lobster.
Your husband's here?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Look at you guys. Yeah. Traveling family. You see that story about Shaq, by the way?
No.
He bought 10 pairs of shoes for a kid whose feet were so big that he couldn't find normal shoes. And because the kid also didn't have a bunch of money. And so his name is Zach Keith. He's 13 years old. He wears a size 18 shoe.
Oh, my goodness.
And Keith's mom could not afford extra large sneakers. But luckily for the kid, Shaq heard about it and wanted to help. So Shaq, who wears a size 22, which, by the way, holy cow.
Yeah, that's big.
Said he related to the kid's story and bought him 10 pair of shoes. I just thought that was a good story.
Yeah.
That was nice of Shaq to reach out.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So imagine you're in a theater with all your kids and you're going to watch a kid's movie. I think they're all watching Detective Pikachu, whatever that is. And all of a sudden, they start playing a horror movie instead.
Oh, no.
They start, yeah. Moviegoers who had taken their children to watch Detective Pikachu were left in shock after the film The Curse of La Llorona was shown instead. It's a horror movie. Alarm bells started ringing when a movie theater started to play. It's a spinoff of The Conjuring. So it's like super scary. And children in the theater were crying because it had all the jumping
scenes
in it.
Very scary. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
They're just trying to watch Detective Pikachu. You know who watched Detective Pikachu? It was Mike D.
Oh, did he like it?
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Like alone?
Did you go by yourself?
Yeah.
Were you the only adult in there?
No.
Okay.
Pretty much all adults.
All adults. Be quiet. Whatever.
He said pretty much all
whatever.
Adults.
Stop it. So I saw that. I saw, like, let's go around the room and talk about Mother's Day for a second. Amy, how was your Mother's Day?
It was really good. My son woke me up to cuddles and tickles and like my matcha drink, which I'm sure my husband helped to make. But my daughter slept in a little bit, but then I got cards from both of them and balloons and flowers. And the cards were really sweet.
Do they write their own cards?
Yeah. I mean, it was their handwriting, but, you know, they went through and decorated it. My son, he even mentioned in his card that he loves the cuddles. And then I learned from my daughter that she basically loves when we get time alone.
Like, does that mean away from your son or just...
Just her. Because, yeah. And I realized, like, oh, I probably need to make that more of a priority. So I'm glad that she wrote that out. She had, like, five different sentences. And it was like, I like when we go do things just me and you. I like when you come watch TV just me and you.
Do you think that's more of a just you thing or more of a less of her brother thing?
Well, it's probably less of him, but it made me feel special that I don't always think she wants alone time with me. And it was a good reminder that I need to prioritize that because clearly he doesn't really need that. He'll hang out with everybody, but some people need that one-on-one attention. And it was a good reminder. Like, it was a special moment where I was like, oh, it gives me permission to be like, hey, let's go hang out because I know you want to be with me. And then my husband, he did a good job. He framed a picture of me and my mom that we found the other day that we were cleaning something out, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this picture's just in this drawer. And he took it without me knowing and went and had it framed. So it was really special.
Lunchbox, what'd you do for your wife?
Well, yesterday, you know, I wanted to surprise her with breakfast in bed, but I did something better. I brought her coffee in bed. I Googled how to make coffee because I've never made coffee before, and she's a coffee drinker.
Hey, there's something to that. Good for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know some people are laughing because it's a simple thing, but if you have to go and learn something, regardless of how simple it is, I think that's a nice effort.
Yeah, I heard that little smirk from someone. I won't name names. But then, so I had a card for her, and I wrote her a poem, and I read her a poem as she drank her coffee in bed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do we have
that's
this?
That's the poem that you're supposed to share.
I'm being told we have this poem that you read.
Yeah. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would. Is this you reading it to us now, or is it the
No. This is a live in action with my wife in bed.
You secret mic'd yourself reading your wife a poem for Mother's Day?
Yeah, because I knew that you guys were going to want to hear it in her reaction, because you guys are going to give your reaction, but I want a genuine reaction from her.
Okay, here we go. How long is this clip?
45 seconds.
Okay, here we go. Here's Lunchbox's poem for his wife, okay?
I wrote you a poem.
Okay.
And I call this one Mother's Day. Hold on.
Why are you talking so creepy?
What do you mean? It's not creepy.
Hey, I read your poem.
That's his bed talk.
Like, you don't talk that way.
Go ahead.
You had to hump so you could grow that bump. Your water broke. Being a mom is no joke. You're my wife. You gave our son life. 10 months you've been a mom. I was the king of my prom. He smiles when you walk in the room. Don't forget to use that broom. Diaper changing isn't fun, but you're the hottest mom under the sun. Time to do you so we can create number two.
Oh my God.
Happy Mother's Day.
What am I listening to?
Okay.
When? How did she react?
She laughed. And she thought it was sweet and funny at the same time. And that's what I go for. Listen, I'm not, you know, going to be like all rose petals and everything. You got to have funny in there because that's what makes it enjoyable. If it's all sappy, it gets kind of awkward. And she thought it was funny. She laughed and she thought it was pretty good. She appreciated the gesture.
I think your effort was A+. You learned to make coffee, and then you made coffee, then you wrote her a poem. So I give you an A+.
Yeah, no, that's not even it, guys. I'm not done.
Oh, what else?
Then I gave her a card, and she opened the card, and I gave her a facial. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, you gave her the facial or like a gift card?
Well, yeah, you guys told me to go like give her a spa day, so I looked on a spa website and it said facial, so I gave her a facial.
Okay,
but you didn't, though.
Like you didn't do it yourself, physically.
No, I don't know how.
Good. Okay. You didn't Google it and then do it.
Yeah, no,
you guys said go to the spa.
You did the right thing. Hey, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Come on, look at this guy. I enjoy that. There you go. The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to Raymundo in the glass room with the news this morning.
In Virginia, a gas station exploded. 3 people died. 4 others were injured. Authorities are still investigating the cause. In sports in the NBA, 4 teams remain. Trailblazers, Warriors, Raptors, and Bucks. Conference finals get underway tomorrow night. And finally, in Hawaii on the island of Maui, a yoga instructor has been missing for 4 days after going on a hike. There's now a $10,000 reward out there if you have any information.
Trending on Twitter was saddest movie scenes. And so that's what we'll do. I want to hear the saddest movie scene you guys know.
Oh.
Because mine's not about someone dying. I think we could have picked somebody dying on a lot of these.
Because that's normally sad.
Yeah. So, Amy, I'll go to you first.
Oh.
Is it about somebody dying?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it's the scene in Steel Magnolias, Shelby's funeral, and her mom is just grieving, and all the friends are standing around, and I lose it every time. I've seen that movie so many times, and I cry every time.
I just want to hit somebody till they feel as bad as I do. I just want to hit something. I want to hit it hard. Here. Hit this. Go ahead, Malin. Slap her.
Are you crazy?
What is she going to hit?
Well, that's kind of the funny part, but Weezo's the character in the film that just kind of gets picked on a lot, and so to make her feel better, she's like, I want to hit something. So that's a part where you kind of laugh right before it, and then, or you cry right before it, and then laugh when Weezer comes into the picture.
Weezer's in the movie?
Weezer.
They sing Buddy Holly.
Oh, Weezer. That's perfect time.
No, she's a character. Have you never seen Steel Magnolias? Mm-mm. Oh, it's so good, Bobby. You should watch it.
Eddie?
Have I watched it?
No, what's your status movie?
Oh, man, listen. And when I say this, everyone's going to agree. Oh, Castaway.
Oh, Wilson?
Yes. And I don't want to give too much in case people...
No, it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Wilson, his little volleyball friend, goes away and he can't get to him. And the current's taking the ball away and he's just crying for him.
It's his only friend.
He's like...
Wilson! I'm sorry, Wilson!
Oh, that's a
tough
one,
dude. And fun fact, that's the first time in the movie, and it's, I think it's like an hour and a half in the movie, that they even play music in it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That music just cues.
And that's the longest movie where there's no talking.
Correct.
Ever, like major motion picture.
Yep.
Lunchbox, sad movie scene?
Oh, Stand By Me, the very end, when they're walking through the little town and he's just talking about the friends. Like, you think you're going to be friends with these guys for life, and then it just talks about how... The friendships, like, you know, they just kind of fade away in how life, you move on, and friends come and go.
Chris did get out. He enrolled in the college courses with me. And although it was hard, he gutted it out like he always did. He went on to college and eventually became a lawyer. Last week, he entered a fast food restaurant. Oh. Just ahead of him, two men got into an argument. One of them pulled a knife. Mm. Chris, who had always made the best peace, tried to break it up.
Yeah, it didn't go so well for him.
I got chills on that.
I know, me too. Good movies, though, right?
Oh, so good.
Mine is, it was tough. Pursuit of Happiness, whenever Will Smith locks himself in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Dude.
Because he has nowhere to sleep and he has a kid with him.
Ooh. I feel like that whole movie was set.
Ooh.
Wait, watch your back! Here it is. Here's the cave. Come on. Right here. Go, go, go.
They find a public bathroom because they have nowhere to stay, him and his son. They locked the door. Someone's trying to get in. Ooh, that was a tough one. Yeah.
Wow.
It really sucked the air out of this room.
Yeah.
I told Mike D before we did the segment, I was like, I don't know, man. It may be too sad to do. But it also reminds us those are some really good movies.
They are.
Morgan number two pick, Lion King.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
What happens?
Well, it's when Mufasa dies and Simba comes up and is like, Dad?
Dad? Dad, come on.
I've never seen Lion King, and so when I hear that clip, I just hear the son from Home Improvement.
That is him, voice. Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Taylor Thomas.
That's him.
I hear John Taylor going to Tim going, Dad?
Dad?
Arr?
Come on. You gotta get up.
Oh, that's it. Well, listen, we've all shared our movies. Yeah,
and that's the old Lion King, not the new one coming out in a few
months. How do you guys feel about the new one?
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
The previews look great.
Is it gonna be the same exact story?
I would think so.
Oh, yeah, what's the point?
Humans.
They do that
humans.
With movies
and it's
all
different
the time.
Generations
yeah,
watching it.
And
now.
Different, and it's human. Will Smith's in this one.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
No, he's Aladdin.
No, that's Aladdin. He's Mufasa.
Wait. So, I don't understand when you say there's real humans.
They're doing it with humans.
So a human is going to play the lion?
No, but a real lion.
No.
We're like animals, humans. Yes, not a cartoon.
It looks real.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like
okay.
If the Simpsons had real humans to play it, that's what the Lion King's doing.
Okay.
Got it?
Maybe.
All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You guys were cutting commercials before the show today?
Yeah.
Yep.
Lunchbox and I have one together.
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay, let me hear this. Apparently there's some drama with this. So this is Amy and Lunchbox doing a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial. Is Amy being rude?
Amy,
well, it's embarrassing on my
yes,
part.
Yes, Amy okay. is very rude.
Here we go.
I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings for one. I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings for one. For lunch. I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings for lunch. I'll see you there, 11 to 2 p.m.
Hey, you want to go right now?
You buying?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so that's it. Amy goes, she gets a little hater, like, are you kidding me?
Well,
yeah,
I
like,
mean,
you keep messing
like,
up? Like,
no.
How dare you?
Well, I just felt like he was just going, blah, blah, blah.
He did do that a lot.
That's my mess up.
Here's Amy.
I know, this is
the worst
part.
10 seconds later.
Yeah,
ten
I know. Later. Okay, I suck. Buffalo Wild Wings. Shoot. Buffalo Wild Wings, Tiffin and Finley. I just had one mess up. But it was so awkward because it literally happened like right after I was making fun of him. And then,
who's the worst at doing commercials in this room?
Lunchbox. Oh, me for
is
sure.
Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Eddie?
I'm pretty bad.
Especially the ones they make. Whoa. No. I am a lot better than Eddie.
No.
I am a lot better than Eddie.
What does Eddie do so bad?
Oh, he takes 30 minutes to do a 30-second commercial.
Like, there's one they give me, and they just give me, like, 3 bullet points. And then they're like, make 30 seconds out of it. I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do all that. So I start talking, and I mess up a lot. That's it. But if I'm reading a spot, I'm pretty good.
Amy's pretty good. But you've done a lot.
I have issues with words. Well,
none of us are like Bobby.
Well, I do a lot.
You're the champ.
Well, just because I've done it for so long. I remember once we were in Austin. I was cutting. I probably cut close to an hour a day of commercials and spots and station liners. And our vice president in Los Angeles walked in and he just sat and watched. And I was just rolling through them. And I do liners. I was like, hey, we'll see at Section 8 of the game on Thursday. Like, if a station sent it to me, I'll cut it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you do that? I was like, man, that's what I do. I just read stuff. So when I get like allergies, once someone told me I need to get my voice insured by the Lords of London or whatever.
Insured.
Huh? Yeah, like,
did you do that?
It's like, no, God, no, it's money. Because what else am I going to do if my voice goes down?
Yeah.
I don't have any other skills except talk. Anyway.
You have other skills.
You push buttons.
I used to roof houses. I worked at Hobby Lobby.
You write books.
Now you're a writer. So.
I guess I could be a writer. Anyway, I thought that was funny. Here's Lunchbox again doing his.
I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings for one. I'm telling you, Buffalo Wild Wings for one. Yeah, I wanted to say Buffalo Wild Wings for lunch. I kept wanting to add another W.
Wings for lunch. Yes,
there you go. That's it.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan Number Two's 30 Second Skinny.
Brett Young and Charles Kelly released an acoustic version of Brett's song here tonight.
I'm telling you, we just one kiss away from heaven. So baby, hold on tight. Cause I want to get wrapped up in your love. So baby, let's just stay here tonight.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
And Charles Kelly wrote that with Brett Young. But that's really good. Huh, that's good. I may have to save that on the old playlist. You like that?
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. What else, Morgan, number two?
Maren Morris said that she plans to keep her future family with Ryan Hurd off of social media.
You know, we want to have kids someday, and I don't think that for us, like we've said, we probably wouldn't share our children on Instagram and socials, at least not consistently, because I think that as adults, like, you sign into your own account and you are giving that kind of over to the world. I don't think a kid has the judgment to sign off on that. So I think while they're that young, at least, that's my personal preference, maybe for us.
Yeah, right. Wait till I have kids. That's all it's going to be. It's like, hey, welcome to my feed. Yeah. And here's my kid. Every picture. Well, I mean, good luck to them. Andy Roddick, the tennis player, is a close friend of mine, and they've kept their kids off social media completely.
Yeah. Well, if they do post...
No face.
Yeah. It's like the kid is turned, and it's, yeah.
No, but they use stunt kids sometimes.
Oh, really?
No, they don't. But just wait till I have kids. That's all it's going to be. All right, I'm the opposite. I want to have kids just for social media.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right, is that it? Morgan number two.
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I saw this one on Reddit, and so I wanted to share it with you guys. A little boy in Tallahassee, Florida called 911 because he was lonely, and he wanted a friend.
Oh my goodness.
So Officer Joe White responded to the call, and he could have scolded the kid for misusing 911 or emergency services, but instead he said, hey man, I'll be your friend. He also took the time to explain how 911 works, only for emergencies, but then Joe gave him a stuffed animal, the lesson, a tour of his police car, they took pictures, and he's like, if you ever need a buddy, this is the number to call, not 911.
Yeah. Aww.
So that's a cool story about an officer totally not doing what?
Going out of the way.
Just thought that was awesome. I thought that was a good story. I saw the pictures too, and I was like, that's really cool. And I felt bad for the boy, but there you go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Alexander, New York. Around 1:30 on Saturday, there's a guy driving on the highway, and he looks down, and he sees a spider on his thigh. And he's like, oh my gosh, stay calm. And he goes to remove the spider from his leg, jerks the wheel, hits the center median, and flips his truck. He's okay.
I thought he was going to stay calm.
Well,
that's the opposite of stay calm. Just flip your truck and hit the median. Listen, it's hard to judge somebody who freaks out because of a snake or a spider. I think, what do you do in that situation? Do you pull over? I don't know. It's a tough...
I mean, I'm freaking out.
It's tough for me to assign him a bonehead, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said the first swipe didn't get the spider, and that's when he kind of panicked.
But did he grab fire? Because that would be the perfect bonehead if he tried to shoot fire off himself while driving.
Yeah.
Because I can't hate on somebody who's just swiping a spider or a snake or an animal off them on a car. Can you?
I mean, I feel like I would do the exact same thing.
I feel like you would do that without a spider, actually. I feel like you just do that driving normally.
Oh, thanks. Yes. Thanks.
We had that experience together like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Lunchbox, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hello, 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 and time now for Amy versus Lunchbox. Here we go, get around, my friends. I'll ask Amy three questions that dudes know and ask Lunchbox three questions that the ladies are going to know, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Right now it is 2-2. Amy, are you ready to start this off?
Ready.
Here we go. Question number one. An outboard motor, propeller, and all-around white light are parts of what? An outboard motor, propeller, and all-around white light are all parts of what?
I mean, a boat?
I need you to be more specific, right, Mike D?
Okay. A propeller. A speedboat?
A speedboat. Incorrect. Now, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
You can steal this. You want to hear it again?
No, I can tell you.
Go ahead.
No. Boat engine.
No, I'm sorry. It's a fishing boat. That'd have been the acceptable answer.
Oh, boom.
There you go.
Oh.
Amy, question number two.
Yeah.
What electric tool resembling a chainsaw is used for cutting back bushes and shrubs?
An edge.
What electric tool resembling a chainsaw is used for cutting back bushes and shrubs?
I know, I'm picturing it. It's like an edger. Is that not what it's called?
Well, you need
it's
to
like
say
a,
an answer.
A trimmer, a bush trimmer, bushwhacker.
3 seconds?
What did I say? A wedger? What did I call it? My mom had one.
Three, two,
she'd go,
one.
Wedger.
A wedger.
No, sorry.
Incorrect. Lunchbox, you can steal.
Yeah, it's a hedge trimmer.
Correct.
Hedge! That's why I was stuck on wedge.
There you go. Amy, one final question.
Yep. Doing great over here.
Three cards of one kind and two of another is known as what in poker? So three of the same and two of a different kind. No. And poker is known as what?
I have no idea.
Three and two.
Three and two. I don't know. The only thing I know in poker is like a full house, but I feel like full house would be like one of everything, but that'd be, I don't know, full house.
What's your answer?
Full house. Oh, yes.
Man, I was hoping you're going to talk yourself out of it.
I almost
did. She often does.
I was about to say, let her keep going.
She often talks all the way around things. 1-1, Lunchbox over to you. Are you ready?
Yep.
The royal baby.
Yeah.
Archie.
That's my boy.
Is what place in line for the throne? Big story right now. What place in line is Archie?
Well, you'd have to be third in line because the other guy has two kids. I mean, that's just my guess.
Your answer is?
Third in line.
Incorrect. Amy, to steal the point.
Next would be... one, two... How, do they have a boy or a girl? One, two, three, four. I don't know if Kate Middleton has a boy. Five!
She says five.
Fifth in line.
Show me five. No, it's
four?
Seven.
Seventh? Oh, seven. Dang. Oh.
Jeez.
Oh, I guess could they go back to queen?
Because they have a granddad.
No. I counted him, Charles.
Here we go.
Oh, that guy's not already the king, though.
No,
the
because
brother?
The queen's still alive.
Oh,
you didn't
I didn't
see her
that.
Meeting baby Archie?
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Lunchbox, where would you hang a valance?
A valance? Where would I hang? In my closet?
No. Amy, a valance.
Window.
What, excuse me?
Window.
That's correct. Over a window.
What is it?
I have no idea.
You're like, don't look at me.
I don't know the answer.
What is a valance, Amy?
A valance.
I just know that's where you hang it. It's like the thing over the window that's like this. The like a before up to, on top of the curtains, the square thing you would see, and then the curtains fall from it.
Yeah, yeah. Lunchbox, final question. Yeah. B. Arthur would have turned 96 years old today. She died in 2009. But what was her character's name on Golden Girls? B. Arthur. And the score, you need this to tie. B. Arthur.
The only one I know on there is Rose.
Rose. Show me Rose. No, Amy.
I don't know.
Dorothy.
Dorothy, there it is.
Yes!
And your winner today, taking the lead 3-2 is Amy!
Amy.
Wow. There we go.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Feel good?
Yeah, it feels good. Feels real good. Yeah. Especially because I missed the bushwhacker.
That's true.
Hedger. Yeah. That what's it called again?
It is called a hedge trimmer.
Hedge trimmer.
There you go.
Hedge that
trimmer.
One really bugged me.
All right, there you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
So the whole point of this segment is to let you in on what restaurants are doing in a very sneaky way to take some more of your money. And it's called upselling. You know what that is?
No, I mean, I feel like I've heard it before.
Well, I waited tables for a while, and it was ways to actually take things that maybe you wouldn't want to buy and make them very desirable.
Okay, got it.
So you'd be like, ooh. One of the things they talk about is when you go and you ask for this, like, hey, what's the special? Or they just recommend the special. They almost never include the price. And they go into such great detail about it. And a lot of times that special is made of leftovers.
Oh, yeah. They're like, what do we need to get rid of?
And like, how do we get rid of it? How do we make it special so people will buy some of this food that's been sitting around for, you know, since yesterday? I won't say a week. But if there are a lot of potatoes left over...
Yeah,
you include potatoes in the special,
gratin.
And then you hope more specials are being bought. So you have the server go out and really tell a descriptive, just
delicious.
Makes your mouth
can't
water.
Stop eating it.
Yes,
yeah.
But in the special, hardly ever includes the price.
Oh yeah, I know. And then it's awkward to be like, and how much is that?
Yeah. Also, another thing is, if you ask for recommendations, which they say really don't do, because all you're doing is saying, hey, what would you like me to buy that maybe the restaurant has extra of?
Oh.
Or what would you like me to buy that's expensive so you get a better tip?
Mm.
Because remember, if you're, you know, tipping whatever your percentage is, 15, 18, 20%, the more money you spend, the higher that tip goes.
Yep.
So if you go, hey, what do you recommend? They never pick the cheapest item on the menu.
Yeah, if they're smart.
They never go, you should have the water soup.
Hmm. It's free.
That's my favorite. I'll take... So those are things they do as far as upselling. And also with alcohol. Because you have to remember, alcohol doesn't cost the restaurant or even the bar nearly as much as they're selling it for. So the high-end drinks, when they or the specially made drinks.
Top shelf.
Or when they hit you with, you know, our bartenders aren't just bartenders. They're mixologists.
I mean, I am impressed by that.
Yeah, and you be the
and
person.
If they wear
and
a bow tie, like, I'll buy even more.
So... Upselling is a bit... Truffles are another thing.
Yeah.
I don't even get truffles. They don't taste good to me. I think of ruffles. I think of truffles, too. Like, I like a potato chip more than I like a truffle.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a mushroom.
Yeah, I know. I saw a special on it on, like, Dateline or something.
Yeah. Quite the market for it.
And there's, like, a black market. Like, people are stealing truffles, and they're doing fake truffles and then selling them.
I mean, how do we know if we're even getting a real truffle
exactly.
anymore?
Exactly. So, anyway, that's what they do at restaurants. They upsell you. Alcohol, leftovers, and also just the most expensive-ish items so they can get a better tip. That being said, now I think you're better prepared to walk into a restaurant and know how not to blow all your money. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I have solid tips. Like, I know. I'll go in more prepared next time I go out to eat. Thank you.
Do you ever buy the special? Do you ever go, I'll do that? Or do
I
you
think my
know?
Husband more so than I, because if the special isn't normally some sort of, like, meat. So he asks about that.
I normally go into restaurants having looked at the menu online.
Oh yeah, I always study.
And I kind of know what I want.
But the special you don't know.
I know, but I've assigned my taste buds to the evening already.
But I'm going to tell my husband now. Next time I'm like, "You know, you're just getting upsold. You asking about that special, you should just get what you wanted when we got there."
Look, because for me, I look before I go and I go, "You know what? I really would like the chicken fried steak." So then I'm starting to prepare myself for that chicken fried steak for the next 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And then by the time it comes, it meets in the middle of what I want and what I'm getting. So I rarely switch it up.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show.
I'm going to do On This Day in Country Music. Here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On This Day in
Country Music.
And Elvis is a country artist. Elvis is one of the only members of the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And on this day, 64 years ago, Elvis gets on stage in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, give me a little Don't Be Cruel, please.
Don't be cruel.
He whipped the audience into such a frenzy, it resulted in a riot. He gets on stage at the Gator Bowl Baseball Park in Jacksonville. And he gets on stage and goes, "Hey, pretty mamas, we'll see you backstage after the show." And so there was a mad rush toward the stage and a riot because they all tried to get to Elvis. A group cornered him in the dressing room and tore his clothes off.
Oh, wow. What?
"Hey, pretty mamas, this is my clothes here. I'm trying to get out of here alive."
Calm down.
Elvis had to be rescued by police as the first Presley riot was then deemed. At this point, Elvis had not appeared on national TV or had a number one hit, but they loved him that much.
Wow.
And he said, again, "Hey, pretty mamas, we'll see you backstage after the show." And so all of them thought that was for her. All the ladies did.
They all each thought they were the pretty mama.
Yeah, you're the pretty mama. No, you're the pretty mama. How's my Elvis, by the way?
Pretty good, actually.
Is it pretty good, pretty mama?
Yeah, yes.
Also on this day in 1957, 62 years ago, Elvis Presley's All Shook Up hit number one on the country chart. Here you go.
I'm all shook up.
Number one country song. Isn't that crazy to think that's a country song?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was number one. It was his sixth country number one. It also went number one on the pop chart and number one on the R&B chart. He's basically Post Malone that many
Everywhere.
Years ago.
Yeah.
He's basically Lil Nas X.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Quite the comparison.
Yeah. There you go. Elvis Presley. Hey, yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So have you heard about benching in relationships? It's like a new dating thing.
Benching, I haven't. But is it where you just put someone on the bench for a while to call them back in?
Basically.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's fun.
I mean, it just now has a name. I mean, I'm sure that's been happening for, you know, hundreds of years.
Yeah.
But now it's called benching. So if you feel like you might be riding someone's bench, then you need to decide if you want to, like,
be on the team,
play or,
not.
Or get off. Yeah.
Well, do you know what cloaking means?
No.
It's when you meet someone online, schedule a date, and the person doesn't show up, and then they block you from social media and block your number.
Why did they do
Basically,
that?
Basically, you have no way to ask them what happened, so you get cloaked.
Well, would you rather be cloaked or benched?
Well, probably cloaked, because yeah. I never really met them, and there wasn't a reason for them to do all of that. Benched means...
You're in rotation.
Yeah.
Right.
But listen, as a former bench player...
You could become a starter.
I did. I was a bench player 9th and 10th grade in my baseball team and became all-district. Mm-hmm. You know, by the time I was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
See?
All-region first baseman.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, a former bench player. I'll just say that. All right, what else, Amy?
So, pediatricians say that parents should not spank, hit, or slap their children. Now, the hitting and slapping, I'm like, okay. But, like, right when I read this headline, and the reason why I pulled it is because I feel like a lot of parents might be in my position. Like, right after we had to spank Stevenson because he was, like, completely disrespectful at school to his teachers, I read this headline, and I'm like, oh, no. Am I damaging our son and making him a more aggressive human? Because that's what, ultimately, this research that was conducted by this group of pediatricians determined, that if you spank your children, they will grow up to be aggressive.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason that we think spanking is okay is because we were spanked. That's the only reason we think it's okay.
Right.
If we were never spanked and someone said, oh, you can just hit a kid and it makes them better, we'd go, are you crazy?
Yeah.
But because it was culturally okay to us, we continue to go, it's okay.
But we were spanked and I'm not aggressive.
Maybe not physically. Listen, who knows? I don't
think
have
I'm
kids.
Aggressive in another way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I was spanked. I don't have kids. It's hard for me to speak on that.
Like, we've never spanked our daughter, and we haven't had to. That's not effective for her. And she's a little bit older. She got spanked at the orphanage, though. She tells us about it. Like, that happened for her. And it would work for her. But with our son, we've had to figure out what works for him. And we see it as working. But here in this article, it even says, some parents may say, but it works for my child. And they say, no, it doesn't. And I'm like, ugh.
I wonder.
So, who knows?
If that would work on me now.
Get spanked?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just get it together. Remind me. Like,
Either we should be spanked our whole life or not at all. Like, there just shouldn't be a random
cutoff.
Who
continues the spanking?
Wow. We culturally haven't been doing it. Maybe we should bring that back.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Okay. And lastly, this is a very, very important topic. your favorite Pop-Tart flavor, which I found funny that Delish.com ranked them, or they did a poll ranking them. And my husband and I were legit talking about this the other day, like randomly out of nowhere.
It's easy. It's strawberry or you're a psycho killer. It has to be strawberry.
That is the number one. And of that's what I said. My husband said cinnamon frosted whatever. And yeah. I was like,
you need to check his phone.
No. Because frosted strawberry
all the
way. He's
up to no good if that's what he thinks.
And you have to toast it, right?
I don't care about that. It just depends how fast it is. If I'm on the go, I just grab the silver pack and eat the Pop-Tart.
Okay.
But it's a strawberry. If you're not strawberry, you're nuts.
Yeah. You want to know the top three?
I'm going to go strawberry at number one.
Uh-huh.
Probably purple at number two.
Which would be blueberry.
I just know colors. Red, blue, or purple.
You're right on because blueberry's number two.
Yep. And then... probably, I'm not even going to say your husband's favorite. I'm going to say it's probably one of those like, what's your husband's cinnamon?
Brown sugar cinnamon.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Yeah, that's it. That's number three.
I was thinking about oatmeal and I feel like our Pop-Tarts are very, derivative of our oatmeal favorites as well. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. There you go, America. And now you're welcome because you're probably all craving a Pop-Tart.
Yeah,
I am.
I know I am. I used to think that was healthy. Right, let me just get a Pop-Tart and get out of my way.
I know.
Can you imagine?
Pop-Tart and coffee. I'm good to go.
How dumb were we?
We were not that smart.
All right. That it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this girl, Ashley, she was shopping at Target in Missouri, and she bought a book. When she got home, she was flipping through the book and found a $5 bill inside. She's like, well, this is weird. Well, as she continued through the book, she came across a pink sticky note that was tucked between chapters. And it said, to the person who buys this book, I'm having a tough day. I thought maybe I could brighten someone else's with this little surprise. Go buy a coffee, donut, or a face mask. Love, Lisa.
Oh, wow.
So then Ashley, the girl that bought the book, she ended up posting this on Twitter, and it got tons of likes and retweets. And it's kind of being spread out as like a random act of kindness, and more people are kind of mimicking
That's
it.
That's cool. I do like that. Even without the spreading of random acts of kindness, well, yeah, I do like that.
The whole thing was cool. Lisa, the person having a bad day, like, again, doing something for someone else can make you feel better. So that was her way of doing that.
There you go. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Tomorrow morning at this time, we'll talk to Keith Urban. We will also world premiere Keith Urban's new song. So tomorrow morning at this time, we'll talk to Keith Urban. Now over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
I stepped on a cornflake.
Okay.
I'm a serial killer.
Ah, that's funny. There it is. Come on. That's pretty good. There it is.
That was the Morning Corny.
Also, tomorrow we will announce our Raging Idiots tour. We have like 14 or 15 cities, and it's a two-man music and comedy show with Eddie and myself. We are the Raging Idiots, and we have a special player as a third idiot that will be playing the keys.
Cool.
I will not say who it is, but it's someone from this season of American Idol who has red hair and played the keys and was voted off in the top five. I'll leave it at that. We will not reveal, right, Eddie?
No, we're not revealing.
We're not revealing, but we will be coming to Denver for sure. And Austin.
Right. But you're not supposed to say that.
Nope. And probably St. Louis. Yeah. But we're just going to stop there. Just stop there, because tomorrow is the reveal.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I fly a lot. I've never seen anyone try to open that door inside the plane as you're up in the air. I would freak out if someone grabbed. I've just seen too many TV shows and movies where someone pushes a door open, there's a hole in the plane, everything gets sucked out.
Yeah.
And there's a story that came out today. This woman, then this is here in the United States, she got up and tried to push open that door in the middle of a flight.
But why?
She was 20 years old. Passengers on a New York-bound Delta Airlines flight got the scare of their lives when a 20-year-old female attempted to open the aircraft's front door mid-flight. Never hit a woman. I would tackle her.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't want to get sucked out of a plane.
For yourself and everyone.
Isn't that what happened on Lost? Didn't the plane go down because they all got sucked out?
Oof, I don't remember.
Yeah, because that was like in the 60s. Yeah, what a reference.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, like, and I never saw it.
Yeah.
I just know they were on an island.
But they crashed a plane, right? Did the plane crash?
Yes.
The young woman tried to jump out of our plane, that's a quote, but couldn't get the door open. The aircraft door was designed not to open mid-flight, The negative pressure will not allow it to open. Even after knowing that, I'm telling you, if I see someone pushing that little lever on a door,
yeah,
I'm jumping. And I'm not a hero. I will run away from 99% of things. Someone grabs that door, I'm probably going to pee a little, then tackle, mm-hmm. in that order. A passenger posted photos of emergency vehicles surrounding the plane. Her father pulled her from the door. I wonder what was up with her. She was screaming her head off and that she needed to open the door and die.
Oh, no. That sounds really terrible.
I've always wanted to be on something like that that didn't end bad, so I'd have a good story.
Right.
So you have to go through it, but not... Anyway, that would be scary to me. And I'm definitely not someone who says he would for sure be a hero, but I would, if that was right by me, she's going down.
Yeah.
For sure. You watched John Wick on the plane?
I watched the first one. Yes. So I'm not the biggest Keanu Reeves fan.
My favorite actor. I've determined that Keanu Reeves is my favorite actor.
So weird to me. In fact, so weird. Ever since you shared that with us, it's come up in conversation with multiple people in my life, and we're all sort of like in disbelief.
Well, I'm telling you why Keanu Reeves is my favorite. Because the movies he puts out are so good.
Okay.
And I'm no acting expert.
Right.
Let's not sit and watch them and go, well, I think his thespianism is far. Shut your face.
I know,
faces.
But he's not like Denzel Washington.
How do you
or
know? What I do just, you know?
Well, anyways, I was
the
impressed.
The Matrix, The Replacements.
Okay, I never saw that. Oh, The Replacements, is that football movie?
You never saw Matrix?
I saw the first one, but I left the theater.
Who
I was
are
like,
you?
What?
Oh, you definitely picked the red pill.
I mean, that was a long, long time ago. Maybe I would like The Matrix now.
Devil's Advocate? Was he in that?
All I know is he was in Speed.
Speed? Okay.
Okay. So he's
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
He is John Wick.
John Wick, best action
and
movies maybe in my lifetime.
I was very impressed because he's like 54. So when he filmed that, he was like he was 50 or so. And he really impressive skills.
What did you think about John Wick, number
he
one?
He doesn't even have many lines at all. He
That's
barely
the beauty.
Talks.
He doesn't need lines, Amy. We just love what
like,
he does.
I mean, I thought it was really good, but like more than halfway through, I was like, do we have a word count here? Like, he didn't
why,
have to...
Why are you going to hate her?
I'm not
hating. Did you hate on Tom Hanks in Castaway when he said nothing for 40 minutes? Of course not.
No,
you're
right.
Yeah.
You're right. I didn't. And I think Tom Hanks is an excellent
Boom.
Actor.
Keanu for Oscar.
Okay. I don't know about that. But I do... It does make me want to see John Wick.
But did you like John Wick 1?
2. Yes. Yeah. I give it 4. Barely 4. Keanu Reeves out of 5.
What an original...
Because I didn't know 3... Does 3.8
no,
exist?
No, you give them 4 Keanus?
Yeah.
What did you mean? I don't think 4? The rating system should be the actual person,
okay.
though.
No, so Wicks
it should be like,
or John or Cars?
It should be like...
Or Dogs.
Okay.
Because that you have to see the movie to understand those parts.
I love John Wick 1. I love John Wick 2. On Friday, John Wick 3 comes out.
Right, that's why I started to watch, because...
It's got 98% on Rotten Tomatoes so far, John Wick 3.
Wow.
People have seen it.
See? I mean, it's going to be... That's why I wanted to go ahead and watch it. I will. It does make me want to see 2, and then I'll be totally prepared for 3. It's going to be good.
Have you got Lunchbox? You seen John Wick?
I've seen John Wick 1. I haven't seen the second one. The first one was awesome. So yeah. good. Bobby kept recommending it. I finally watched it, and I was like, wow. And then I forgot.
It's action.
Woo! Yeah, it's a lot.
Non-stop.
Like, my husband loved it.
Yeah, it makes me want to fight people. Like, I watch those shows.
Yeah, but fight like that. You have to be specially trained.
Dancing with Stars champion.
Like, it's a whole other level.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
And don't be a hater on Keanu Reeves. America's greatest actor.
No.
He doesn't even do much, and he makes hit movies.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Literally, I don't know how much he's talked
and
in that movie.
And is the greatest guy I hear. People love working with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that makes me like him more.
Notoriously awesome to work with. Mike, do you heard that about him?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, there's a video of him on the subway, and he doesn't know he's being filmed, and some lady gets on the subway. First of all, Keanu Reeves on the subway. America's greatest actors on the subway. Wait, let me finish my story before you hate on him.
No, I'm not. I'm actually going to confess something.
And this old lady's like, I'm looking for a seat. And Keanu's like, here, ma'am, you can have my seat. He doesn't know he's being recorded. America's greatest actors have to do that.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I need to check my heart on why I'm not into Keanu Reeves. Like, I don't get it. Like, I am kind of being a hater, and I don't know why.
Let me read you another Keanu story.
Okay.
Published March 26th of this year. Keanu Reeves helps fellow flight passengers after emergency landing in California.
Wow.
So not only is he America's greatest actor, he gives back.
It's America's hero.
He rented a car and took them all back to L.A. or wherever they were going to.
Yeah.
Like wow. 10 people. It was awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind
of
cool.
And I believe he did Matrix, and he took a bunch of that money from that he made from Matrix and donated it to a bunch of the crew.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, hater. How you feel now?
I feel bad. Yeah. Then I start to think, like, if he was in front of me, I probably wouldn't be able to say any of this. And that's now kind of how I'm trying to,
you're
like,
being what people are right on social media to us.
I know.
They wouldn't say it to our face, but they say it on social media.
We say it about other things all the time.
Here you go. The amazing story of how Keanu Reeves gave away $75
million
of Matrix salary. And the whole story is about his general generosity. What they forgot to put in this headline was America's greatest actor, Keanu Reeves.
Wow.
Okay, I'm done. I'm off my soapbox.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I got out to California on Friday after the show last week. And so I did a bunch of shooting with the contestants because I picked the songs last night on Idol. And I had an odd day off. So I had Saturday off. And I was out in California. And one of the guys from Disney had said, hey, if you ever get a day off, you should call me because you can come out to Disneyland. I've never been to Disneyland. And I was like, all right. Didn't know what that meant because I work for Disney, ABC's Disney. And I said, hey, I'd like to come to Disneyland. Is that cool? He's like, absolutely. And so I get there, and there's a woman in a vest. And she's like, I'll be your guide. It was Saturday. We cut every line. It's the most baller thing I've ever done in my life.
It's legit.
Yeah. And so I rode almost every ride at Disneyland. In like 4.5 hours in both parks, like Disneyland, and there's another one, like California Adventure or something. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool. And so I had a girl, kind of a date, and I was like, well, I can't ever do better than this. Should just retire this.
Oh, yeah, because you just got her to the front of
every line.
I know.
Yeah.
Does it feel weird, like, you know, you're walking past all the people in,
no.
In line? Yeah.
No, people walk past me my whole life. Finally, once the little guy's on top, I was like, yeah. I see all you people.
And then you see that they're waiting like an hour and 23 minutes.
They waited for 2 hours for Space Mountain.
Because the clock is up there, and it's like, you know, 2 hour wait to ride this ride. And
It was 140 minutes to get on Space Mountain.
Oh my gosh.
For them, it took me 6 minutes. But it was a lot of, Disneyland was a lot of fun when you don't have lines.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. That's good to, like, I was looking at your Instagram. It was good to see you having fun.
I almost lost my phone while doing this. But I recorded, and it's on my Instagram. This is me on the Matterhorn. And so here's audio of me riding this thing. Go ahead. And then I was getting harassed for giggling like a girl.
Oh.
That's how I giggle, though. I got to be honest. That's a giggle. That's a pure giggle right there. But yeah, that's on my Instagram if you want to see it. But it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun at Disneyland. And then I'm walking, and my tour guide is not allowed to say if any other people are there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because I'm getting an escort because I work for Disney. And so there's somebody, and everybody's like pointing at someone. And I'm like, oh, look at that. That's a famous person. I kind of know them. And so someone goes, I don't know who that woman is. And I laugh because it wasn't a woman. It was Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Oh, wow. He was there?
So I'm like, well, I kind of know Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ugh, do I go up? Because if I go up, Amy, and I go, hey, Steven Tyler, because he has security around him, and then I get blocked out, I'm going to look like a chump in front of the girl.
That's very embarrassing.
But if I don't say hi, and he were to have seen me, he could think, well, Bobby's a big douche. So I was stuck. And I was like, you know what? I want to do what a normal, nice human would do. You just go up to somebody that you kind of know and say hello. So I walk up, and as soon as I walk up, like, two security guys go, he's at Disneyland. And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, that's awkward.
And I'm like, hey, Steven, it's Bobby Bones. He goes, hey. And he tells me, you guys, we're good. And I just hung out and talked to him for a little bit.
Well, who is he there with?
His family and stuff.
Oh, wow.
He was just at Disneyland.
Stars are just like us.
And nobody was really bothering him. Only this idiot here. Okay. Only me.
Wow.
Yeah. And so he said that Aerosmith's doing a whole thing in Vegas. Well, I guess they're going to do a residency.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like we just got inside scoop.
I think that's a real... Maybe it's not announced. I don't know.
Yeah,
I hope so. But yeah, it was fun. And I saw Steven Tyler.
And
it was a good Disney experience.
Your date? What did she think of that?
Oh, I didn't ask her. I just didn't want to be the chump that got blocked out.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't like, what do you think about... I didn't...
I know.
Let me ask you how weird this question would have been.
Okay, okay.
Hey, so you saw me just go up to Steven Tyler. Did you think that was cool? Tell me.
And I guess she wouldn't say anything, but I didn't know if, like, she was like, oh, wow. Like, whoa, no. That's cool. But in a cool way, not in like a, oh, wow.
I think we're both in a place you just don't say anything about it.
Okay.
Because if you're her, you also don't go.
Right. Oh. She doesn't want to be weird about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
She was like, who was that lady?
That's a good test to see how she would handle. Oh, she was the one that thought it was a lady?
No, it wasn't her. It was somebody else. But yeah, it was good. Had a good time. Rode the rides. I had a really good time.
I saw you eating like...
I completely housed a Mickey Mouse Rice Krispie treat. That's what that was in my Instagram. Yeah. Like, went into the belly house.
I know. I saw and I was like, oh, wow. Annie's taping an American Idol and he's not worried about sugar right now.
Oh,
this
I was.
Is amazing.
I thought about it for like 7 hours, but I let myself kind of have that one.
Okay.
I think that's up on Instagram. You know what else happened on Instagram was Dancing with the Stars announced that they're coming back in the fall. And so I posted on there, can't wait to come back. I can't believe I'm going to be defending my title as the first dancer ever.
Oh, yeah.
And you talk about people getting irritated at me on there.
Oh, great.
I was basically trolling the Instagram account, but I wrote on there, can't wait. But, yeah, I don't know.
So to clarify, you're not going back.
I don't know. I'm not clarifying anything.
Oh, great.
I'll go back for the first episode. Not to dance, to watch. And probably the finale. I'm not going to go dance again. I have other shows.
You never know. One of the dancers on there might bring you in as like, you know, a trio or something.
Yeah, I would do that only if it's a friend of mine who's on the show.
Okay.
They wrote about this. It says season 27, which is my season, was odd to say the least, with talented frontrunners getting the axe long before their time, while inexperienced dancers continue to progress. Everybody's still hating on the little guy over here.
Yeah.
Me. I was representing the people. That's what they don't understand. All right. Well, anyway, it was a good weekend. I had a good time at Disney. And so I recommend it. Especially if you can cut the line. Holy crap.
And take a date.
Yeah, and take a date. Yeah, that's good.
I was wondering. I was like, hey, he's going to Disney. He knows I'm in town with the kids. Like, that would be fun.
You just went.
I know, but you have like the hookup with like Disney.
Whatever.
I know, but in the back of my mind, I didn't know for sure. And then later you texted, you're like, it's a baller date. And I was like, oh, it all makes sense now.
I haven't sent Amy a picture of us.
Mm-hmm.
That I wouldn't post.
Yeah.
Because it's just a date, but what?
From the picture, it took us about 2 seconds to figure out who she was online.
Oh, well, good.
But
stop being stalkers.
It doesn't mean anything. It was too easy to stalk. It just fell into our lap.
It didn't fall into
your lap. It wasn't like we didn't have.
Why are you stalking me? I'm not even sending you stuff anymore. We didn't even have
5 minutes to do it, but then it just, we were like, oh. There it is. Easy, huh?
All right. Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Amber was flying from San Francisco to Raleigh, and she had checked her dog underneath the plane. Well, she gets to Raleigh, and guess what? They messed up and sent the dog to Chicago, some 480 miles away. Wasn't going to be able to get the dog till the next day, but one of the staff members put the dog in the car and drove it to Amber.
Wow.
481 miles, said, Amber, don't worry. I got puppy. Woo, woo, we're on our way.
Holy crap. I hope she didn't bark at her like that, but still, that's good. That's a good one. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
This old guy in Tennessee was reported to cops for wearing a clown costume and driving around handing out candy to children.
Oh.
And so the cops go and get him. Turns out he's just a nice guy who dresses up on his birthday and was looking... Oh, you don't believe that?
I mean, I believe it, but it's odd to me.
Kids in Clarksville, Tennessee told police Thursday morning that a man dressed in a clown costume used candy to beckon them to his moving car.
Yeah.
This is all about perspective.
Okay, but, I mean, no.
The elementary school children said the man wore white makeup and a red nose and was driving a gray sedan with a female passenger who also tried to lure them.
I don't like the word lure.
I don't either.
But so, like.
And I bet you the kids didn't say lure. This is the news. The kids said the car never stopped, but they never approached. Clarksville police announced Thursday afternoon they found the clown. They declined to name the suspect, but they described him as a nice man who dresses as a clown on his birthday to hand out candy to kids. The man told police he didn't mean any harm.
Okay.
Why are you being a hater?
Sorry, I'm just not gonna. That's one of those things where it's like, you know, 5 years down the line, they're like, oh, We saw the signs. We saw the signs, but he said he was just dressing up because it was his birthday. When we went roller skating for Sashira's birthday, there was a guy there roller skating, older man, 40 to 50-something-ish, passing out candy. He gave them candy. My husband rolled right up, took candy out of their hands, like, I'll take that, put them in his pocket. Because, I don't know, is it laced with something? I don't know.
Except for urban legends, heard about needles and candy or people lacing candy.
Needles is a little extreme.
But that was always the Halloween thing.
Okay, I get it. But I don't need 50-year-old Joe at the roller skating rink, skating by himself, by the way, passing out candy to my kids. In fact, I would use the word lure. He lured them over on their skates. He was like, hey, kids, I've got candy. And then my husband didn't make it awkward with him, but he saw it going down, and he let them get the candy, but then he took it right from them. And then on the drive home, it gave us the perfect opportunity to talk to them about how they don't need to take candy from strangers.
Well, I'd like to say poor Joe got a bad nickname. His name is 50-year-old Joe.
Roller skating
of all the nicknames.
Joe. Okay, roller skating Ron.
All right.
What would you nickname him?
I didn't see him.
Roller ring Ron?
A nice guy looking for friends?
I don't understand an old man, or a grown man. We don't call him old because he's like our age-ish. Skating?
We're in our 30s.
40. My husband's 42, okay, though-ish. So, like, I just don't understand a man skating by himself and then passing out candy to kids also skating.
You'd turn in this clown guy, too, who's
yes!
just trying to do good for the world.
Yes, I would. Yeah, I mean, you never can be too careful. And then if it comes out he's totally innocent, then I'll be like, I'm so sorry. Here's a new costume.
Well, roller skating Ron, Amy has something she's going to say to you.
Yeah.
She's sorry.
Stop passing out candy at the rink.
There is a new episode of Get Real. It's a podcast that Caroline Hobby does. This one's so interesting to me. And search it if you have a bit, if you like podcasts. And it's free, by the way. Just search for it on iHeartRadio or wherever. But every week, she interviews the wives of country artists. And so this week, she talks to Taylor Young, who's the wife of Brett Young.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, here's a clip of Brett Young. Here you go.
We can just stay here in this minute, lose all track of time.
So Taylor Young, the wife, it's confusing because they both have names that could be guy or girl. Taylor and Brett. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Taylor, the wife, says that Brett messaged her on Facebook to ask her on their first date before he was even Brett Young, like, you know, the known artist. Yeah, here you go.
He actually messaged me on Facebook and said, hey, you know, I know your roommate is Alexa. And he's like, I'd love to get together. And I'm like, so I went back to my roommate. I'm like, okay, tell me about this guy. I know you've mentioned him. And
that was before he was Brett Young. He was just doing probably like little work demos.
Oh, yeah. It was like MySpace, like playing MySpace music days. Yeah.
And so then she talks about how they broke up at one point when he moved to Nashville and they'd been together 6 years already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, here you go.
But we broke up. So I moved to California and then he ended up, you know, getting this opportunity to move to Nashville. I mean, I was like, you need to go. You need to do this. You've been working on your butt off on music for 13 freaking years. Like, do it. Now.
So how long had y'all been dating at this point?
Almost 6 years.
Y'all dated six
years? We did.
Years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I listen.
What took him so long?
Well, I just kind of see it ended differently, but I was dating a girl for 4 years when I moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
And she was like, you should go. You have to go. You have to go.
Mm-hmm. And they got back together.
I know they did.
Hmm. Interesting.
We didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't. I'll give you one more clip. This is from the Get Real podcast. Check it out today. Taylor, Brett Young's wife, talks about how it was seeing Brett become famous while they were broken up.
I would hear through the grapevine, like, oh my gosh, did you hear, you know, Brett on the radio or did you hear this?
What was that like, hearing him on the radio now all of a sudden?
Crazy.
Did it make you like yearn for him?
It definitely did. I have to be honest. It definitely did.
And his songs are so romantic.
I know. They really are. Romantic and sad.
Yeah.
There you go. Listen, it's a good podcast. I hope today after our show, you check it out. Get Real with Caroline Hobby.
Yearn. Caroline.
That is a weird word.
I know. She was just trying to say, like, did you think it was hot?
Yeah.
Like, that he's singing on the radio.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Brett Young and Charles Kelly put out his latest song. They recorded it together. Here Tonight, right? And so Charles Kelly wrote that with Brett Young, and they did an acoustic version. Here's some of that song.
I'm telling you, we just one kiss away from heaven. So baby, hold on tight. Cause I want to get wrapped up in your love. So baby, let's just stay here tonight.
You check that out. That's Charles Kelly from Lady Annabella.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Sometimes it's just like the little things make you go, oh, this day's good. You ever had those little things? For example, once a month I have somebody that comes and cleans my house. And I really hired her because when my dog was alive, he shed all the time. And then I just didn't have the heart to fire her.
Oh, yeah.
Because she does a great job, and it's only once a month, and I can afford it. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to... So anyway, what she does, I'm going to tell you. She goes into my bathroom, and she takes my toothpaste, and she squeezes all the toothpaste up to the very top.
Wow.
She cleans off that top part of the toothpaste, too, that's all grody because all the toothpaste... You guys do that?
Yeah.
Where it gets all up on top of it and, like,
that's when you don't put the cap on it.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, or you squeeze it out, and then you put the cap
on it. That's kind of what I do. Okay. I probably squeeze it and then cap it. But she goes, she cleans all that off, and then squeezes all of it up to the top.
Wow.
So I grab it and just go, and it comes right out of my... It makes me so happy.
Oh, yeah. It's the little things.
Makes me... You have any little things like that that... Whenever you're like, oh, that's the one. I love a warm comforter. Like if I put it in the dryer and then I cover up on it.
Yes. Oh. Clothes fresh out of the dryer are amazing.
Ugh, that's the noise I make on it. I leave them like, oh. I love whenever I open my laptop after a long time and the battery's at 100%.
Wow. Yeah. That's special.
I love that I have three Sharpies now. Look.
Wait, you have three different size Sharpies.
Look, these are the little things in my life that make me happy. I have a normal size Sharpie, which is called Sharpie Fine Point, which would be known as the normal Sharpie.
The regular one.
And I do that. I write things with this one. Then I have a Sharpie King Size, which I black out single lines. And this was the one when I first got it. I was like, my life has changed forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's number two. And now I have called the Sharpie Magnum.
That's like a jumbo.
It is amazing. And I take it.
It's
and
called
I
do, Magnum?
Yeah. And I wrap my whole hand on it. And I just blank stuff out, like multiple lines at once. It makes my day so much better. If I go somewhere and I don't have all three of my Sharpies, my life's not complete. Yes, I can't even hold them in one hand. Lunchbox, yes.
With all three of those Sharpies in the new studio, when it's all done, are you still going to use those? Because with those Sharpies, you do get a little messy. And there are some markings on the counter.
And sometimes your pants.
And your pants.
I wore my pants. Have I told the American Idol story yet?
I don't think so.
I told you?
I know it, but I don't think
so. So I have these jeans. They're fine jeans. They're gray jeans. And I'm in love with these Sharpies. And I marked my jeans a lot because it just falls out of my hand and it marks my jeans. So I'm like, I'm going to wear these pants on American Idol. Who cares? And so I wear these jeans and I'm walking up doing press. Someone's like, those jeans, that design is, so they said, that's the dopest design. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Artwork.
Yeah, and he's like, the drawings he did on top of those pants. He's just me dropping Sharpies on those jeans.
Sharpie markings.
Over like 4 months, so just Sharpie markings. And I was like, yeah, you know, I don't remember where I got them. I think I was like, my stylist got them for me.
Nice.
But no, I just dropped Sharpie on them for a few months. So anyway, those are the little things. You have any little things?
I mean, I love vacuuming. That's like a thing to me. Like wash, it's very satisfying to like take it. Especially my kids eat at the bar a lot. So right under these stools, like food just gathers there. And I love pulling the chairs away and going, and then it all being gone. Like that, I love vacuuming. Sometimes if I come home and somebody else has done it before me, I'm like, okay, I'll just do it again for good measure.
Lunchbox?
I got two things.
Go ahead.
Smelling my socks at the end of a day.
That's disgusting.
What? Always do it. Don't know why. Just take them, sniff them, see how the day went.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you take your socks off and you rub them on some soft carpet or a rug, oh my
rub
God.
Your feet?
Oh, your feet.
Yeah, the bottom of your feet. Okay. Woo!
Wait, are you into feet?
It's so, yeah.
No, I'm not a foot person. It just feels really good. Listen, guys, try it. If you got carpet or a rug at home, tonight, take off your socks and just rub it back and forth.
First smell them.
Yeah, you smell the socks. Then take your feet, the bottom of your feet, and just rub them on the carpet or the rug, and you are just going to be like, man, this is amazing. Mm. I do it every time.
You try it.
I'm good.
I'll do the foot rub. You do the sock smell.
And we'll go back.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
I was on Nightline on ABC. They did a whole special piece on me. I thought it'd be like 30 seconds. It was like 7 minutes.
Wow.
Did you see it?
I haven't yet. No. Where can we watch it if we didn't see it that night?
I put it on Twitter.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I'll head there now.
Well, I just retweeted them. Okay. Or like on their website. But yeah, it was really cool. I thought that it was just going to be like a little throwaway piece. I was so surprised they gave me 7 minutes on ABC. Here's the first clip where they were like, hey, did you ever think that you'd be doing this? And I think most people would go, no. I didn't. But I don't say that. Here's me.
I mean, listen, I think if you don't set your goals super high, no one else will. I don't know that it was American Idol specifically. Yeah, and I have much bigger goals. I mean, if I don't, who's going to? So, and I don't know if that's a cocky thing to say. I'm not saying I'm good. I just have bigger goals. I think I can be the governor of Arkansas. I think I can have a late night talk show. I think I can be president of the United States if I want. And I do feel like I'm representing a lot of people out there that just aren't being heard.
Yeah, they were like, did you ever think you would be able to do this? I was like, yes, of course. If I didn't, I couldn't be here.
Right.
And so that's where the whole, if you don't set your goals high, then nobody else will. And she asked, which a lot of people ask, if they ever got Ryan Seacrest and me confused, if people ever get that. Here's that.
Do people ever get you and Ryan confused?
I think we're just two white dudes, you know? And sometimes he wears glasses, too.
That, and then it throws everyone
And then
for
it's like two skinny white guys with glasses. You don't know the difference. But, you know, Ryan's a lot richer than I am. Yeah, so I don't know that they get us that confused.
And then they asked, would you go talk to the Idol contestants? Like, your normal thing will just be like a fly on the wall. And so there's like, it's just me talking to all of them like we do before the show a lot of times. And here's a clip of that.
Like I tell them on American Idol, you don't have to be the best singer. If you're trying to be the best singer, you're not going to win. But you can be America's favorite singer. And I do that with my radio show. And I did that when I was dancing. I wasn't good, but I think I was their favorite. And I won with, you know, what I use every day. And that is just be who you are.
So anyway, it was a good, I was super happy with it.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm on that borderline. Sometimes I can come off like a douche. So I didn't, and I was happy with it.
Douchery.
Yeah, because it's like, did you think you could be here? And I was like, yes, I did. That could come off short clip.
Yeah.
Not well, but I do believe that I do believe in myself in a lot of ways. Some areas I'm totally not. I'm lacking in confidence, but not this part of it. So anyway, I was super happy with that. Thought it was good. American Idol last night happened. We have the finale next week.
Crazy.
I know.
Wrapping up.
Yeah, wrapping up.
And then what?
Well, I did give a bit of a tip on my Insta story. When someone was like, hey, what's up with the next? And I was like, well, I'm doing a show where I have to leave for a little bit. That's all I'm going to say for now. I'm doing a show later on that I have to leave radio for a bit. Mm-hmm. Just a bit.
Yeah.
But Amy knows what it is. And Amy thought it was the craziest thing ever.
That's crazy.
We'll leave that there. Tomorrow we do announce the Raging Idiots two-man show tour. Eddie and myself. And we have a special keys player that's going to come out and play with us and be like a third idiot. And I can't really say who it is. I'm not supposed to say it's Walker Burroughs from American Idol.
Nope, you're not.
Not going to. Because I can't till after next week, I think. So I'm not going to do that, but we announce it tomorrow.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Keith Urban's on the show. Also tomorrow, we finally get to announce our Raging Idiots two-man music and comedy tour. And so, can't wait to share that with you guys. We have a really cool, special third Raging Idiot that's going to be up with us.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah. I can't say who it is yet, but it's going to be Walker Burroughs for American Idol, the redhaired kid.
Yeah, but you just said you can't say who it is
I'm not supposed
yet.
To say yet.
I
yeah.
know. I love how you do that.
Yeah, but tomorrow, we'll announce that.
Okay.
So, we can't say yet, and I can't say where we're going to be. For sure, we're going to Austin, you know.
Right, but you can't say that.
Right.
You can't say that.
I can't say that, but it's like 14 or 15 cities, and for sure we'll go to Denver, but we can't say that.
Yeah, don't guarantee that.
No.
That would be weird.
But it'd be cool because you know who Walker Burroughs is, right? The kid, red-haired kid, looks like Harry Potter.
Yes.
So he's going to, it's going to be good.
But I mean, I'm not going to
You don't know anything about
that. I know
that.
Anything about
right.
him.
That's tomorrow. So Amy and I are both in California. I had American Idol last night, and Amy was just here because she was hanging out.
Yeah.
So we're leaving. We're actually coming home.
Yep.
What? Are you on the same flight? We didn't know it.
I think so, but I got the whole fam. You wanna sit with the kids and do homework like I did on the way here?
No, I don't.
the
I usually,
entire flight?
I usually go to sleep.
Okay, great.
After the show, I have a couple meetings. We're talking about developing a couple TV shows. So I have a couple of those meetings today.
Oh, nice.
Because Idol's wrapping. After next week, I'm done with Idol this season.
Yep.
And we kind of wait to see if it gets brought back next season. We're still waiting to get the official green light, or maybe red light, but probably green light.
Okay.
So now it's just like what shows we want to do. So I have a meeting after this. I'm going there. And then I guess I'll meet you at the airport.
It looks like it. Yeah. That's kind of fun because we had no idea we were on the same flight.
Yeah. What are you doing today?
We're just going to hang out a little bit with Mary. I think I don't know. Stashira has, you know, she makes these little bracelets that she sells for the orphanage in Haiti. So she needs to go put her tags on them and sign them. And then they will go up online. So she has work to do. So we'll probably go work.
Does she make any money on those?
A little bit. So she goes a percentage to the orphanage, a percentage to go back into the business to buy more beads and string, and then a percentage to her piggy bank.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah,
she should make a little money off
that. Oh, she's learning all about business. It's great. And she, like, when she makes them, she's so proud of herself, and she dumps them out. Like, we get here, like, we get to the shop floor, and Mary's going to, like, put them up. She dumps them out. She goes, I'm here. I'm all business. What are we going to do? And then she loves it. She's able to help her friends back in Haiti. Like, it's great.
Where does she get those? Where do we get those if we want to buy them?
Oh, shopespa.com.
ESPWA?
Yeah. It's tattooed on my wrist in case you ever forget.
There you go.
Which means hope in Haitian Creole.
Lunchbox, what's up today?
Oh, man, I got a busy day. You know I'm going to get that nap in. Then I got lunch with Nick. And then, you know, I guess I got to catch up on... They had a bachelorette reunion where they had all the bachelorettes on last week. And so I got to watch that because bachelorette starts next week.
No, tonight.
Oh, it starts tonight?
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
I'm almost positive it starts tonight.
See, I have a kid. I'm a little bit behind. I don't know the exact days and times of these shows. I'm not up to date like I should be. What about you?
Who's Nick? I went through my whole schedule just now. Thank you for asking that.
I played soccer with him, and he moved away to Florida to become a doctor, and he's in town for something, and so we're going to grab lunch.
Wow, a doctor played on your rec soccer league?
Well, you just act like we knew who Nick was. I don't know who Nick is. Nick Carter? Nick Cage?
I honestly was thinking that Nick guy from The Bachelor.
Nick Vale? No.
Yep.
We're not friends.
Much like, just me and Herb, we're just going to go. You guys know. We're like, what? All right, listen, have a great day. We'll see you on Tuesday, which is tomorrow. Keith Urban comes in. We'll talk to him. Maybe he's not. Either way, we'll talk to Keith Urban. On Friday, Lady Antebellum performs in studio, so it's a good one. Don't forget, check out the podcast. Search Bobby Bones Show On Demand, wherever you listen to the show. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show.